Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Dennis, you're looking for Marion?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what happened? Why are you looking for Marion?
Well, you know, we went on a first date. I thought we had a good time. We went to this really casual place in town. Mm-hmm. You know, ever since the date from her, though, I haven't heard back from her.
Ever since that first date, you haven't heard back from her?
Exactly.
All right, this will be easy to narrow down. How did you piss her off on the date? Like, what happened?
All right, this is going to sound a little weird. I get that in advance.
I loved it. What happened?
I had heard from a buddy of mine in advance that ordering for your date is something romantic to do. So I tried it out.
You ordered her food?
That was a good idea.
Well, hold on. Did you ask her what she wanted and then ordered it for her? Or did you just pick her meal for her? There's a difference.
I'll order for her.
Yeah.
No, I picked her meal. I was trying to be, you know, assertive.
Whoever told you that is lying to you.
And what happened?
I mean, you know, everything I ordered was wrong. Everything. She's one of those gluten-free girls.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
So, like, what did you order for her?
We started with the garlic bread, which was wrong.
Yeah.
I ordered the pasta special for her, which was very wrong. And then I tried to make up for it by ordering dessert, which was cheesecake.
0 for 3. That's awesome. So you ruined dinner, and you're wondering why she's not getting back to you?
I messed up so badly that, you know, we had a good laugh about it. She thought it was kind of funny because I really messed it up.
But she laughed about you being like, the lady will have this. And she was like, no, the lady won't have it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Stay quiet. We're going to call her right now, okay?
All right.
Hopefully she answers.
Hello.
Hi, is this Marion?
Yes, who is this?
Oh, perfect. So, Marion, sorry for calling you early, first of all. This is the Get Up Crew from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. Can I explain to you why we're calling? We got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you.
I'm sorry, what?
So we're calling you from a radio station, but it's for a good reason. But we got your phone number from a gentleman who wanted us to reach out to you and ask you out on a date for him. So I'll tell you his name, and if you agree to a date, we'll let you decide wherever you want to go to eat, whenever you're free, all that stuff, and we'll pay for the entire dinner, if you're amenable to that.
Okay, fine. But there's like a couple guys that I'm talking to, so let's hope it's not one of the nasty ones, okay?
Let's hope it's not one of the nasty ones. I don't think it's one of the nasty ones. I think it's one of the dumb ones. It's Dennis. Remember Dennis who ordered your food?
Oh,
is that one of the nasty ones?
That is the worst one.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Man.
If you guys, you know, if you agree to go out with him, he knows now not to order your food. That was a mistake. And we'll let you even pick the restaurant.
No. Wait, that's not the issue. Him ordering the food?
That's what he told us. Why? What's the issue then?
That wasn't even any kind of deal based on whatever issue he had going on.
Oh. Whatever issue he had going on? What else did he have going on?
He was running off during the date in the restaurant to
What? He was running off in the middle of the day. He ran off to take
God.
We would be sitting at the table, and he would get up from the table, and he would literally say out of his mouth, I'll be right back. I got to take a break.
Okay. Because my question was going to be, how did you know he was getting up to go to the bathroom?
He told me, I got to take a
break?
Yeah, out of his mouth, he said, I gotta take a break. Literally, a break. He said it so many times, I cannot even forget.
Are you kidding?
What do you mean so many times? How many breaks did he take?
I don't know, like 5, 6, 7.
No, he did 20. Not. Stop lying.
Hold on a second. Marion, Dennis is on the phone right now. Dennis.
I mean, she's definitely exaggerating about the number of times I did it.
But you wait, hold on. You said, hold on, I got to take a break, and you'd get up and run off?
Yeah, of course. I didn't want her to think there was something wrong.
I have so many questions. Can I ask you what exactly, I mean, I guess I know what a break is, but I mean, is this something you plan? Like, what are you doing?
No, of course you don't plan it. It's, you know, you're having a nice time with an attractive girl, you know, then I get nervous and have to take a break.
How many breaks did you take?
I mean, I don't know if I had to guess, like 2, 3.
Oh, 2 or hold on. Actually, I have receipts because guess what? I was texting my friend every time I heard the words break.
No!
From out of mouth. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Mm-mm.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3. Oh my god! 9. You said it. 9. Nine breaks.
You took 9. Breaks?
God. Was it like after every bite?
Right?
I get the nervous and she was really hot.
It's my fault you have the
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. I mean,
yeah, apparently you're too good looking for
flattered.
Him. I can't believe I'm asking this. How long was each break? Like, because when I go to the bathroom, we're talking about 10 minutes minimum.
No, it would be like 2 or 3 minute break. I'm not a weirdo.
Of course, but are you wiping your ass, are you?
Oh, my God.
Did it go something like this? Oh, my God. My brother, he's in the National Guard. Hold on a second. Break. And then like, he'd get up and go and come back and finish the story? Is that how it went?
Pretty much. You know. He would kind of stop mid-sentence and then come back to where he was as if nothing happened.
Oh, God.
I would say maybe next time, don't announce it. If you're having stomach issues, you know, just walk away from the table. Don't announce
it. He doesn't want her to think he's weird if he just gets up and walk away. He needs to let her know what he's doing.
It won't be weird times. If he says break 9 times either.
Yeah. Okay. Stop saying break.
Maybe call it an SB. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know
okay,
what to say.
So, okay, yeah, there you go. Okay, so you guys go out again. The code is SB. And
like a safe word.
Order your food. Yeah. Maybe we could fix the I don't know. Marion, do you want to see him again or not?
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.